WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. And welcome back to the Start Mind Gym, your daily workout for mental fitness. Today, we're tackling a beast that's got claws in almost every single one of us. Perfectionism. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing an impossible ideal? You know that feeling when you spend hours on something, only to find yourself nitpicking every little detail and never actually hitting that send button? Yeah, we've all been there. Now, don't get me wrong, striving for excellence is awesome. But when perfectionism creeps in, it turns into this insatiable monster that robs you of joy, time, and even courage to put yourself out there. It whispers doubts in your ear, making every attempt feel like a monumental failure. Today, we're going to bust through those mental chains and learn how to channel that inner drive into something truly powerful. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tame the perfectionism beast. First off, understand that true mastery isn't about flawlessness, it's about progress. Think of a Michelangelo sculpting his masterpieces. It wasn't about achieving a perfect image from the start, but chipping away at the stone, refining, and evolving with every stroke. It's a journey, not a destination. Second, learn to separate your worth from your accomplishments. You are valuable, regardless of whether you nail the presentation or bake the world's best sourdough bread. Your self-worth isn't tied to external validation, it comes from within. Remember that. Remind yourself daily. It's a powerful mantra against the negativity of perfectionism. Thereof, embrace the power of feedback. We often fear criticism, but it can be an invaluable tool for growth. Think of it as constructive guidance, not personal attack. When someone points out something you could improve, take a deep breath, listen actively, and consider their perspective. You might be surprised at what you learn. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend struggling with the same issues. Perfectionism can be brutal on our self-talk, but remember, you're human. Mistakes happen. Learn from them, move forward, and keep striving. Finally, celebrate your wins big and small. Did you finish that project? Did you show up even when you didn't feel like it? Give yourself a pat on the back. Acknowledging your achievements, no matter how seemingly insignificant, reinforces your progress and fuels your motivation. Now imagine this. You're working on a creative project, maybe a song, a painting, or even just a blog post. You put in hours of effort, pouring your heart and soul into it. But as you start to review your work, that familiar voice creeps in. It's not good enough, you could do better. Suddenly, self-doubt threatens to consume you, and you find yourself paralyzed by the fear of criticism. Sound familiar? This is where those Stoic principles come in handy. Remember, progress isn't about perfection. It's about taking action, learning, and evolving. Instead of letting that voice dictate your experience, challenge it. Ask yourself, is this truly constructive feedback or just my inner critic speaking? Then, remind yourself of the value you bring to the table, your unique perspective, your creativity, your passion. Finally, remember that every masterpiece started as a single brushstroke, a scribbled note, or a hesitant idea. Don't let fear hold you back from sharing your work with the world. Embrace the journey, learn from your experiences, and celebrate each step forward. You got this. So, to recap, perfectionism is a myth that we often create ourselves. It's about progress, self-compassion, embracing feedback, and celebrating our wins big or small. Remember, you are worthy of success and happiness, regardless of external validation. Now, go out there and conquer your day. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And don't forget to tag us on social media and let us know how you're applying these principles in your own life. Until next time, keep your mind strong and your spirit soaring.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.